Should they stay or should they go? That is the question facing voters in the United Kingdom tomorrow, in or out of the European Union. Immigration and national identity have been big issues in the so-called Brexit campaign. Many who want to leave the EU complain it allows too many foreigners to flow too freely into the UK. To understand this divide, NPR's Frank Langfitt visited two very different communities. We begin our coverage in the town of Romford.
Tony Thompson wants out, and the burly 58-year-old butcher says there's one main reason.
Got to stop the immigration, yeah? Because it's only an island. You know, you can only get so many people on an island, can't you?
Thompson says immigration has cost him. He had a butcher shop in London's famed East End, but over time, his white British-born clients moved out and were replaced by Muslims from Somalia, Pakistan, and India.
And those people don't use English butchers, you know? They were halal when it's all halal. And that's when I noticed a lot of change because my business went under.
Because all the customers nearby wanted halal or something different?
They wanted halal. There was different people.
Thompson knows how this sounds.
I mean, I've got four mixed race boys, so I am not racist.
Thompson now works farther to the east in Romford, part of the London borough of Havering. But he says the ethnic makeup here is shifting too.
It's like the English are being pushed out to the coast. And the main towns, I mean, even Birmingham and all them places, it's not England anymore.
It's got nothing to do with colour and race necessarily. You know, people here are fairly tolerant.
Lawrence Webb is with the UK Independence Party. He's a councilman in this area, which the online polling firm YouGov estimates is the most anti-European in the country. Although the vast majority of people here are white, the percentage of minorities has more than doubled since 2001. Webb says rapid growth has frustrated locals.
People perceive that their quality of life has diminished. You know, even to the point of fact that a journey that used to take you 10 minutes to get across the borough now takes you 30 minutes. There are more people, more cars on the road, and we can see it. All the green spaces are disappearing. Where once there was one big house, is now 10 flats.
If you drive 5 hours to the west of Romford, you end up here in a town called Aberystwyth. It's on the Welsh coast, and it has this kind of classic UK seaside look. There's a big pier here to my left. It's also interesting, there are flags from all over the world that are waving here along the seaside. And according to that poll, this is one of the most pro-European communities in all of the United Kingdom.
Shumana Pallet is making coffee at Ultra Comida, a Spanish restaurant and deli in town. People like her are the evolving face of Great Britain.
I'm originally from Wales, so I'm half Welsh, but my father's from India. So I have a mix in my family. My husband is half Spanish, half French.
Although Aberystwyth is remote, it has a much more cosmopolitan feel than Romford. Pallet's is a major reason is Aberystwyth University, which has students from all over.
So you've got a mixture of different nationalities in quite a small town, really. It feels very European when you're here. It doesn't feel like somewhere that wants to be cut off from Europe.
Instead of seeing membership in the EU as a problem, as butcher Tony Thompson does, many businesses here see it as crucial to their success because it allows them to trade freely with the continent. I spoke with Ultra Comida owner Paul Grimwood.
What kind of impact would a Brexit have on your business?
Immediate and substantial. I believe I place maybe 30 orders with Spain a month. Already the pound has slid against the euro and things start to unravel. Well, I haven't done the maths, but I think it's a 20% rise in my costs.
In some parts of the country, people complain working-class immigrants drive down wages. But Cameron Sinclair, he is an economics student at the university, says foreigners here are different and less of a competitive threat.
The majority of people who came to this migrants here are students or academics or professionals. And so maybe that's why there's less resentment about the migration from the EU.
Toby Bragg works here in town at Summit Cycles. He spent much of his career in the UK and Europe working with people of different nationalities. He says Britons who don't like the changing ethnic makeup of the country have short memories.
I mean, we're essentially an island. So if you look back through history, we've been colonized, overtaken, invaded, assimilated many, many different ways. And I get the idea that for some people, there's this very sort of English England, which probably never existed or ever will.
Recent polls suggest voters are almost evenly divided over whether to leave or stay in the EU, much like the communities of Romford and Aberystwyth. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.